speaking of ASH and changing standard of care, of course, I've got to ask you about the big obinutuzumab paper that was presented as a plenary. Maybe you can comment on what was seen there, what you think it means, and maybe are we someday going to be looking at obinutuzumab lenalidomide?
And we already are looking at that, certainly. This particular study was called the Gallium study, and it compared rituximab-based chemotherapy to obinutuzumab-based chemotherapy, the two different anti-CD20 monoclonal antibodies. The chemotherapy was up to the centers to choose, and so options included either CHOP, CVP, or bendamustine in combination with those antibodies. Each investigator didn't select for the patient. The institution decided what their standard regimen was going to be. So some institutions gave R-CHOP, other institutions gave obinutuzumab CHOP, some obinutuzumab bendamustine as their standard, etc. Rituximab CHOP or rituximab bendamustine as their standard. So what that study then did is looked at obinutuzumab chemo versus rituximab chemo for 6 months, and then followed that with maintenance therapy for 18 months with the respective antibody included in induction. So all patients received induction followed by maintenance. Now, there was no difference whatsoever in terms of overall or complete response rates. However, during the maintenance phase, there was a separation in terms of progression-free survival favoring the obinutuzumab-treated patients. And the absolute benefit was on the order of 7.5%. There was a significant hazard ratio in reduction of progression or death, and so it was a positive trial. There was also increased toxicity in the obinutuzumab arm, increased infusion reactions, increased cytopenias. And so that needs to be balanced against the benefit in the setting of there being no overall survival benefit in that trial. My typical approach is to consider obinutuzumab-based therapy. You know, the fact is some patients get maintenance and some patients don't get maintenance. There was no difference in induction therapy. I think whether you choose obinutuzumab, bendamustine, R-CHOP, or R-bendamustine, whether you choose obinutuzumab or rituximab-based therapy as induction, I think is entirely appropriate therapy. For my patients who I'm going to give maintenance for, the obinutuzumab-treated patients in maintenance had a longer progression-free survival. So I typically will use obinutuzumab maintenance in patients who I'm giving maintenance therapy for in follicular lymphoma.
So does that mean you would use obinutuzumab maintenance after rituximab induction?
I would consider it. The fact is, we don't always decide at diagnosis if patients are going to be good candidates for maintenance or not. And there is more toxicity associated with the obinutuzumab. And the benefit emerged during maintenance. So this is, I think, a creative approach. I think it's perfectly fine to give obinutuzumab-based therapy with induction followed by maintenance or not. For me, I will give either rituximab or obinutuzumab-based therapy, but if I am going to proceed with maintenance, I'll typically use obinutuzumab maintenance.